We have been going over a series called Different, a study out of 1 Peter, and I want to share with you some thoughts today about our calling in a dark world. When I was in second grade, the teacher had this tradition, whatever it was. She had a stuffed Bugs Bunny rabbit doll, and every week, each kid would get a chance to take this Bugs Bunny rabbit home. Looking back, that is a horrible thing to do. That thing must have been infested with germs and just a snot rag for kids. But I didn't care. I wanted the Bugs Bunny rabbit. And I think the teacher was trying to teach patience of some sorts because it took forever to get to my turn. But one week came and my name was finally called. It was awesome. And I remember thinking to myself, all these other kids, they would take this rabbit home and they would just mess it up. They would feed it to their dog. They'd play catch with it, all these different things. And I think, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to take super good care of this thing. 20 minutes later, I get home with it. I'm playing with my dog. We're playing tug of war with it. In this book, Peter uses several times the word call, calling, or called. There is something about being called. And today, I want you to know you are called by God. I want to read you some scripture. It's from 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. And it says this, "But you are not like that, for you are a chosen people. You are royal priests, a holy nation, God's very own possession. As a result, you can show others the goodness of God, for he called you out of the darkness into his wonderful light." Your first point today is this, we are called. But we're not called to simply one thing. We're called to a few, actually. The first one is an eternal call to Christ. We have and always will be called to Jesus. A temporary call to an assignment and a daily call to a different standard. I want to make a point with a temporary call to an assignment. You might want to write this down. It's not going to be up on the screen. Your temporary assignment will never be to a what. It will always be to a who. Say that again. Your temporary assignment will never be to a what. It will always be to a who. W-H-O. And what I mean by that is simply this. In our life, we go through seasons. We have different ups and downs. Sometimes good things happen. Sometimes bad things happen. And throughout our life, different people are brought. I think in my circumstance, I've been brought here to the Quest. It's a wonder that I get to serve and care for the people here. And one of the things that I really believe right now is a part of my assignment is to be a cheerleader. It's to root on Pastor Dave. I'm there to encourage him day in, day out in the office. I think my family has always been a part of my assignment. There are people that are here in my life right now that I think Jesus has put there in order for me to help them. It's a call to them. But that always won't be the case. Those people will probably come in and out of my life. It's always a temporary assignment, but it's always a call to who? Always. And that last one, a daily call to a different standard. We make that same point again in your outline. We are called to a different standard. Put it twice because it's that important. We are called to a different standard. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, it says, "Don't repay evil for evil. Don't retaliate with insults when people insult you. Instead, pay them back with a blessing. That is what God has called you to do, and he will grant you his blessing." There's a few things that we are called not to do. We are called to not hate, called to not seek revenge, and called to not conform. A verse that Pastor Dave used last week that I would like to use again is, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." It's interesting, this past week, I had a little thing happen with me and Pastor Dave. Now, as many of you know, Jenny used to be the admin here, and she is now on leave. She is taking care of her wonderful new baby, and a lot of her responsibilities have now fallen onto me. And let me tell you, I had a huge appreciation for Jenny before, even more so now. But one of the things that I get to take care of is the calendar. We get to go over that, me and Dave, and work on things. And so if you're upset about an event, it's probably my fault. But one of the things that we were going over is we're trying to get ahead, you know, always looking to the future, and so we can be on top of things. And we're sitting in his office going over the calendar, and one of the things he asked me is, and I'm going to mispronounce it, so don't make fun of me, okay? But we're going over the enchilada, Rita, whatever. It's the Christmas party, the big Christmas party. What's Hallerito, thank you. And he says, when is that in the calendar? And I say, it's not in the calendar. He goes, that's impossible. That had to be in the calendar. And I go, no, I'm telling you it's not in the calendar because I wrote down everything Jenny had in her calendar. It's not in her calendar. Big mistake. And he goes, that's impossible, James. It has to be there. We do that every year. I go, I'm going to text Jenny right now, sitting on your couch, and I'm going to ask her, was this in your calendar? And I'm telling you, I'm 100%. Yeah, oh, where were you? Where were you then? So I text Jenny, and I'm just like, I'm confident. Bing, December 3rd. Sorry. Sometimes we can be in such a mode, and when something comes our way, there's this knee-jerk reaction to do what's always been done. Now, I'm going to ask you, and you don't have to raise your hand. I'll raise my hand. How many of you, when you're driving, have these conversations with yourself about other drivers who happen to be doing some things that you disagree with? I am one of those people. And you can say, ah, yeah, you're from LA. Well, let me tell you, there's some people here in Fresno that belong in LA based off the way they drive. We can respond in this mode of anger. We can get upset. And we let the standard that God has called to us slip to the side based off of that knee-jerk reaction. And the bottom line is this. We are called to a different standard. Wherever we're at, we're supposed to go above and beyond it. Whatever we're struggling with, we're called to overcome it. We're called not to do certain things, and we're called not to conform. And that's such a huge part of this because in today's world, it is so easy to conform. I mean, just look at the media, look at everything that's going on. We cannot conform. Because I want to talk about the things that we are supposed to do. We're supposed to do good. But one of the things that I love about this church, and you're going to see that in a video later on today, is that there are so many good things about the Quest. One of the things is we are friendly. We are incredibly welcoming. We love on people. But if we're not upholding this standard that Peter talks about, God has called us to, then we are not shining a light into the dark world. There's a huge difference when you walk into this place and when you go to work. There might be a huge difference here from when you go home, and that needs to change. We're called to change the workplace. We're called to change our home. We're called to a different standard. That next point on your notes is we are called to do good. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21, it says, "For God called you to do good, even if it means suffering, just as Christ suffered for you. He is your example, and you must follow in his steps." We're called to do good. I remember one job I was working, and just the maintenance guy, pretty low key, but there was one time one of the higher-ups in the company, he had just gotten these brand new glass football cases. Pardon me. And his assistant came up to me and said, without even skipping a beat, these need to be unpacked and the trash needs to be tossed. Get to it. And I remember thinking, this has nothing to do with my job whatsoever. And I was so ticked at it. And I went in later. I did like half of it. And I went into my boss's office and I said, this is so degrading. I'm unpacking his personal stuff. This has nothing to do with me. This has nothing to do with the facility. I don't want to do this anymore. And I'll never really forget what he said. He said, James, you have a choice. I don't like this for you. I don't like that you have to do that, but you have a choice. You can quit today, or you can go in and you can do it, and you can do it with the right attitude, but you have a choice. And I went back and I finished it. We are called to do good in a world that doesn't want to do a whole lot of good to us. Yet we are called to be several things, three of them on your notes. We are called to be generous, to be righteous, and we are called to be loving. That last one is so important. We are called to be loving. As we wrap up things today, I want to ask you, where are you at? Where are you at with being different? Sometimes it's, again, that knee-jerk reaction. Sometimes it's not easy to say, I'm going to be different. I'm not going to be what normal is. Yet that's exactly what God called us to be. Different. Weird. I mean, really, think about it. Think about what it means to be a Christian and how the world looks at us. We believe in miracles. The world's got to look at that and say that's superstitious. We practice about this brother and sisterly love and how we're all a part of the family. And I'm being completely serious when I say this. I'm not joking. But people have to look at that and go, that's somewhat incestuous. It's weird. It doesn't make sense. And then when we take communion, we talk about the blood of Christ. It's cannibalism. And yet we know what that means to us. It's new life. It's love on a whole nother level. Not just for God, but for our fellow human being. It's different. And it's what we've been called to be. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes with me as we end today? I want to pray with you, not for you, with you. Would you please pray with me? If you want to reach a higher standard, a different standard, pray with me. Pray to God about it. Ask Him to let you do that. Start right this moment, right now. God, thank you so much for today. Thank you that we have the opportunity. Thank you for your grace that we have learned about recently so that now we can apply that grace, so that we can use it to fuel ourselves, to be different, to know that we might fall. We might not always reach the standard, but we know what it is, and we want to obtain it. We desire it. We want to be different. We want to reach people for you. We want people to see us in a different light. We want them to recognize that there's something different about the quest compared to this outside world, that this is a place where they can feel loved, respected, cared for, a place where it's no longer about fulfilling ourselves with these empty promises of the world, but something that's real and substantial. God, I pray in my life right now that I would strive to be different in every aspect of my life. We love you. I pray over this church. Bless these people. Protect them. Be with them. In your name I pray. Amen.